France is a fiercely secular nation where a Muslim girl's headscarf can set off a national debate that has thousands protesting in the streets. It also is an age-old Catholic country known to the faithful as the eldest daughter of the Church. So it might come as a surprise to hear that evangelical Protestant gospel music has an audience there. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
You can add one more source of illumination to the City of Lights. A musical one. This church near Le Moulin Rouge and Peep Show Alley is full of concertgoers come to hear The Gospel Dream, one of the many choirs spreading the musical good news. Reverend Michel Impassi founded and directs the choir. He first learned gospel music from missionaries in his native country, then known as Zaire. After a brief trip to the southern U.S., he came to France with a mission, more or less, from God.
Ah, pourquoi je fais du gospel? C'est comme si on me demandait pourquoi je respire.
Why do I do gospel, he says? It's like asking me why I breathe. It's natural for me. It's simply the expression of the faith that is inside me. It brings me back to myself. The audience here is mostly white, middle class, and beaming. At first, people timidly swayed in rhythm, then they joined in to clap, and then you couldn't spot a single Parisian scowl. Outside the church at intermission, comments from two members of the audience suggest that gospel music, at least, is winning converts. Jérôme Tissier is a 20-something computer salesman. What astonishes me, he says, is that I'm completely atheist. This is the only thing that will get me into a church. But then when you hear the choir's joy and its enthusiasm, it just fills you with sunshine. His friend Mathieu Herriman says gospel is also catching on commercially. In the supermarkets and record stores, he says, you can see something's going on. The gospel records are up front, not shoved to the back of the bin. This is the kind of homegrown gospel you can find in the record stores, although you do have to look a bit, to be honest. This is the group Ntemo Gospel. Ntemo means light in the Kikongo language spoken in the Lower Congo. Many French gospel groups are made up of recent immigrants, so their repertoire includes American standards in English, or rewritten in French, or original numbers in African tongues. Music journalist Sebastian Danchin explains the spread of gospel today by pointing to France's colonial past.
We got more and more people from former French colonies in Africa, as well as people from our own département in the West Indies, who decided to express themselves through this means. They patterned themselves after the African-American singers, but they have their own way of expressing things.
Danchin explains that since the early 90s, gospel choirs have been spreading in Protestant immigrant churches in the working-class suburbs of France's big cities. But that doesn't explain why the music is slowly going mainstream. Swaying in her purple robes along with the other Gospel Dream singers is a young woman from Kenya, Lucy Kanete. She says gospel's drawing power is curious, given what she calls the irreligion of the French.
It's actually something that so many Christians have been wondering about these last few years. What draws the French people towards gospel music? But I believe it's God's way of showing France that he still loves them.
Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.